to the tip. Marta was valued by her employers for her speed and attention to detail, but she knew a cleaned room was rarely perfect. There was often a tiny stain, a crease in a pillow slip, a speck of dust left behind. The room next door, however, was immaculate. To her practiced eye, the bed was expertly made. Clean mugs stood on the tray, and dry towels were neatly folded on the bathroom shelf. How could a guest make so little impact? Thinking that a mistake had been made, she phoned her supervisor. The girl insisted that the room had been slept in and must be cleaned. Here was a dilemma. Marta could shut the door and walk away, or clean a room that didn't need it. Marta considered the problem. She was well aware that most of her colleagues would be cleaning the adjacent room by now. Sighing, she wheeled in the cart and polished the unsmeared surfaces, scoured the shining bathroom, vacuumed the dust-free carpet. Nothing was out of place. As she folded back the duvet, she saw a small object lying on the bottom sheet. Marta picked it up warily. It was a gold-coloured ring. As she turned it over, she was confronted by a skull with rose-red eyes.